Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Local exterminators say they are getting triple the amount of business this season. Trash bags and recycling cans have been outside for a longer amount of time in Philadelphia, and people are producing more trash by staying at home. WHYY's Catalina Jaramillo reports pests seem to be the winners here.
Charles Evans is an exterminator. He's setting mousetraps behind a fridge.
Now what I'm doing is I'm setting some bait traps back here and I'm just putting snaps back here.
Evan says he's been getting a record number of calls recently. It's 4 p.m. and he's already been in 16 other houses today.
I mean, because everybody's home now, they're noticing that they're having rat and rodent problems, ants, roaches, everything.
But it's not only that by staying home, people are suddenly realizing they're not alone. Evan says mice, flies, and other creatures are loving the extra amount of trash inside and outside of people's homes.
The infrequent trash pickups is definitely an issue.
Michelle Niedermeyer is a Penn State integrated pest management expert. She says pests need food, water, and shelter to thrive.
So if there's trash and recycling sitting around for longer periods of time, then it's not surprising that, you know, then there's food, water, and shelter. We might see more mosquitoes having breeding spots, more mice and other rodents and flies being about as well.
Mildred Fress says it's horrible. In 43 years living in the same house, she's never seen as many rats getting inside as she's seeing now.
Sí, con mucha rata.
And she worries. Pests can carry several diseases.
Too much trash, nobody pick it up. You know.
The city has apologized for trash pickup delays, but says this year there's less complaints about rats and mosquitoes than in previous years. Catalina Jaramillo, WHYY News.